Blog Talk Radio.
Ladies and gentlemen, it is Wednesday night, and this is Matt Chat live on Blog Talk Radio. I'm your host, Ace Diamond. And tonight, we're going to do things a little bit different. Miss Callie is going to join me in the second half of the show to talk about this upcoming Saturday's big event in Fairfield, Ohio. But first, I am joined by NWF heavyweight champion Joshua. Welcome to the show, champ.
Well, I'm here. What's up?
Well, first of all, I want to say congratulations on your win.
Yeah, that was something that I earned through a lot of hard work that nobody ever appreciated. But, you know, I did what I needed to do, and I'm the champ now, so.
I kind of want to challenge you on that one, because up until you turned on your friend and mentor, legendary Larry D, you were one of the most loved people in the Northern Wrestling Federation.
So Larry D was not my friend. Larry D was not my mentor. He was a guy who was in the way of me getting what I've needed and what I've wanted for so long. It was unfortunate that he was in the way, but let me just get the record straight on this. He was never a friend, and he was not my mentor. But what was your other point?
Up until that point, you were one of the most popular member of the NWF roster.
That
you were loved,
I mean,
by everybody.
Well, do you blame them? Have you seen me? I look like $1 million. Of course people are going to love me. I don't blame any of the fans for loving me. Personally, I don't care. I've never cared about what they thought. I never will care about what they think. They boo, they cheer whoever they want, however they please. So I do as I want, when I want, and how I want, because that's what Josh was all about.
Speaking of doing what you want, are you planning on defending your title this Saturday in Fairfield?
Well, that's not my call. If I do, I do. And whoever wants to get in the ring with me, they're going to realize that they weren't made for this, because I was made for this.
You know, I think that is about the 5,000th time I've heard you say that.
It's a great thing for me to say, isn't it? Because I was made for this.
You know, you are, I will give you credit. You are physically in amazing shape. You are beyond talented. But I think, unfortunately, now that the majority of the NWF Army would agree with me, that your ego has just gotten a little bit ahead of yourself.
I hate to tell you, but you and whoever else thinks that, they're wrong, because my ego is perfectly in place. I work every single day to look the way that I look and to perform the way that I perform in that ring. So anybody who says, oh, it's my ego now, no, no, no. Hey, I'm walking the walk and I'm talking the talk, so I don't want to hear nobody say that it's an ego thing now. If you're as good as me and you look as good as me, you're going to tell people about it and you're going to let them know how you feel.
Okay. Now let's assume you do have a match this Saturday and you do successfully defend your championship. The following Saturday, you have a match in Mount Orab, Ohio, with your longtime friend, Star Rider. How do you feel about that match?
Well, I don't look ahead. I stay where I'm at. I stay grounded. I try to make sure I don't overlook an opponent. But when I get to Mount Orb and I go one-on-one with my former best friend, the so-called star of the show, the Star Rider, Star Rider's had a rough couple months. He just can't get a big one anymore. So when he steps into the ring with me, I'm at the apex of my career. I am riding the highest waves I can. He's just going to realize that he wasn't made for this.
And you were.
Yes, I was made for this.
Are there any matches other than your potential match, which has not been announced yet, this Saturday that you are looking forward to?
To be honest with you, I don't pay attention to what else is going on. I got to focus on me and me only, and that's what I'm all about.
You know, I pretty much had a feeling you were going to say that. So, what does the future hold for the NWF? Actually, no. Not even what does the future hold. What are you going to do when your never was a friend, never was a mentor, Larry D, comes looking for revenge for what you did at FanFest?
I've said it before, and I'll say it again. I'm not afraid of anybody in the locker room, from Star Rider to Larry D. It doesn't matter to me. Throw them in my way. I'm going to keep knocking everybody out of my way. Because I'm the Northern Wrestling Federation heavyweight champion, and I was made for this.
Well, you certainly were made for professional wrestling. I will say that you were made. You're in great shape. You're a great champion. And you know what? I wish you all the luck in the world. I would just caution you to watch your back at all times now that you're the champion.
I don't need to watch my back. If anybody's got a problem with me, they better say it to my face.
I have a feeling you're probably going to get that wish a lot.
Bring anybody and everybody on. I'll take on anybody that wants a shot at me. I'm not afraid of anyone.
Mm-hmm. Well, I just hope that you can back up your words, because I think you're going to have a lot of people knocking at your door.
Come one, come all.
For somebody who just won the championship, and you know you have a huge target on your back, you really are inviting chaos into your life, aren't you?
I don't see it as chaos. I don't know why anybody would. I look at it as, if I'm the champion, and since I'm going to be the champion for a very long time, why would I try to hide from anybody? Why would I try to back away from anybody? I know everybody in the locker room wants a shot at me. If you don't want to be the champion, then why are you doing this? But everybody knows that I'm that guy. And I was made for this.
Again, love your confidence, but again, I'd be watching my back. But I wish you all the luck in the world. Hopefully, you will, as you say, be champion for a very long time. Personally, I'm a huge fan. Was before, still am. I may be in the minority on that, but it is what it is. So I do want to thank you for being on the show. And good luck this Saturday and next Saturday and in the future.
Appreciate it.
Ladies and gentlemen, that was the NWF champion, Joshua. And now, to talk about the rest of the card for this Saturday, Miss Callie, welcome to the show.
Thank you, Ace Diamond. And wow, talk about somebody who's full of spit and vinegar there. The brand new NWF champion, Joshua. I've got to say, I admire the confidence, but you're right. He has a huge target on his back when you look at some of the guys who are going to line up to try to take that title. You have to figure the former champion, Ryan Stone, is going to want a shot at him again. Legendary Larry D deserves a shot after what happened to him. I really hope Joshua is ready for that. Because I will agree, he was definitely made for professional wrestling. He's got the look, he's got the confidence. Now let's see if he can back it up.
Absolutely.
And speaking of being able to back it up, let's talk about some of the exciting action that's going to take place this Saturday night in Fairfield. You want to talk about a dream tag team match to see. Let's talk about the Thugs from Jollyville, Nasty Russ and T-Money, as they take on the returning Samson and the absolute best, the Prince of Sport, Lexus Montez. We saw Samson make an appearance at FanFest to help out his former Enterprise teammate, Lexus. And I've got to say, I am truly, truly looking forward to this match. It is going to be hard-hitting. You look, when you got two guys, and this is not to discredit anything where Nasty Russ and Lexus Montez are concerned, but when you look at those two beasts in T-Money and Samson that are going to be in there, that is just – this match just screams incredible.
Absolutely. It's four guys who all hit incredibly hard. And four guys who just don't like each other.
I mean, you look at it, you got three men in there that have been NWF champion before. You've got Nasty Russ, you've got T-Money, you've got Samson. You've got Lexus Montez, who is a former Tri-State champion. You've got, again, Nasty Russ and T-Money, multi-time tag team champions. I mean, these guys didn't earn those opportunities. They didn't hold the titles they held for no reason. And I stand corrected, Lexus Montez was a unified champion. But irregardless, you don't hold those titles by accident. You earn those championships.
Absolutely.
With a lot of hard work, blood, sweat, and tears most of the time. And all of these men have busted their butts to become the superstars that they are. And I have to say, I am really looking forward to seeing this. Speaking of hard-hitting matches, we saw the return of the Outlaw, Matt Stevens. He is going to go one-on-one with the Titan.
Now that is going to be... Well, that's not even going to be a wrestling match. That's going to be a fight. And that's going to be very hard-hitting.
Another match that has the potential to be a barn burner could actually really, for lack of better phrasing, and I hate to say this, but I'm going to say it this way, could be the sleeper that steals the show, because you're not expecting it to be the show-stealing match. But it has the great potential to be, and it is Austin Tyler Morris taking on the most decorated champion of all time, the genuine superstar Anthony Bryant.
You're absolutely right. That could be an absolute show stealer.
I mean, I don't know that I've ever seen these two gentlemen go one-on-one, but I've had multiple opportunities to see these men in action. And they both bring something different to the table, different styles, different attitudes, so to speak. But I have a feeling that match could steal the show.
It definitely could be the most technically sound match of the night.
Oh, absolutely. Now, I will not very often say that I feel sorry for Jay Donaldson. But in this instance, I'm going to say I feel sorry for Jay Donaldson. Because,
yeah, that's definitely not something you ever say.
Because not only is he coming in to Fairfield as the guy that technically lost the company at FanFest when he was defeated by ATM, giving Roger Ruffin complete control of the NWF back. But now he has to deal with a very angry, very upset, very, I wouldn't want to stand within 10 feet of this man because I'm afraid I don't want to be the one that gets hit when he takes on the best hand in the house, legendary Larry D.
Yeah, say I have to feel sorry for Jay.
Hope his dental plan and his life insurance are paid up and in check, because if he doesn't need his life insurance, he's definitely probably going to need his dental plan or at least his medical insurance. Because
yeah,
that is going to be one very pissed off individual. And can you blame him?
Not a bit.
Speaking of tag team action, we're going to see the King of Rock, Andrew Reed, as he teams up with the Hook, Jeremiah, as they take on the reunited hippies, Mr. Rock and Roll, Jesse Hyde, and everybody's homie, Pompano Joe.
Now, as somebody who's been, and I've been coming to the NWF consistently for about 3 years now, give or take. And, you know, I would occasionally come to shows years ago. I remember the hippies. I was a huge fan of the hippies. And I'm excited to see the hippies back together.
Oh, absolutely. I think everybody in that building is going to be excited. The roof is going to come unglued as the hippies reunite this Saturday in Fairfield, taking on the King of Rock, Andrew Reed, and the Hook, Jeremiah. Also slated to be in action. You're going to go ahead.
That is definitely going to be an interesting match. There's a lot of bad blood in that one.
Bad blood and bad dudes.
Oh yeah.
Just saying.
Yeah. I see what you did there.
I thought you might. Also slated to be in action, you're going to see Christopher Michael Lotus, as well as the Bare Knuckle Berserker, Lord Crew, and a multitude of your other favorite NWF superstars. That is this Saturday night, September the 28th, at the UAW Hall in Fairfield. Get your pre-sale tickets at the BP station on Main Street in Hamilton. VIP tickets are $15 in advance. Actually, they're $15 straight out, period, point blank, no questions asked. But they are well worth the price of $15 to get your VIP tickets. General admission are $8 in advance, $10 at the door. Folks, do not miss a moment of the action. Doors will open at 6:30 with a 7:30 bell time. That is this Saturday night, September the 28th, at 1233 Sims Road, which is the UAW Hall in Fairfield. And make sure you join us at Buffalo Wings and Rings in the Jungle Gym Plaza immediately following that event for our after party. Ace Diamond, I am so excited for this Saturday in Fairfield. I cannot wait to see some of this action. And I am just dying to see if the NWF champion has a match this Saturday. And if so, who is he facing? Will he walk out still the NWF champion? And if he does, what's going to happen on October the 5th when he has to take on one of the people who probably know him better than anybody, the Star Rider?
You know, I hope for Joshua's sake he doesn't have a match this Saturday, because I think he needs all the time in the world to prepare for October 5th. But If he does, I think he's going to get his butt kicked.
Absolutely. He will definitely, if nothing else, I think they say going forward, even if he manages to retain that title, he is going to know he has been in a fight because he has pissed off some people. Not the least of which are guys such as legendary Larry D and the former champion Ryan Stone. Because let me tell you, I'm pretty sure Ryan was mad about losing the title to begin with. But then to see what Joshua did afterwards, which, mind you, that's right out of Stone's wheelhouse.
Absolutely. I think that's page number one of the Ryan Stone playbook.
But then you have to ask yourself, does that put that shadow of doubt in the former champion's mind as to who really is the greatest villain of all time?
Personally, I don't think Ryan Stone will ever think that somebody else is the greatest villain of all time.
He may never admit to it, but you have to admit that could very well have put some doubt in his mind. I never said he would admit it.
That's very true. And it is very possible that that might have put just the tiniest bit of doubt in his mind. Because that was definitely a villainous move.
Absolutely.
But I am definitely looking forward to this Saturday.
Same here, folks. Like I said, pre-sale tickets are available at the BP station on Main Street in Hamilton. VIP tickets are $15. General admission are $8 in advance, $10 at the door. Doors will open at 6:30 with a 7:30 bell time. Ace Diamond, I will see you this Saturday in Fairfield. And wrestling fans, I hope to see everybody this Saturday night, September the 28th, at the UAW Hall in Fairfield.
Miss Callie, I will see you there.
Have a good night.
You do the same. Wrestling fans, make sure you are there this Saturday night, 1233 Sims Road in Fairfield. Have a great night, everybody.